It's been a deadly year for pedestrians in Central Oregon. Two pedestrians were killed in Bend, one in Redmond, and one, a child, in Madras. Many of the fatals involved pedestrians crossing busy streets while wearing dark clothing and not using a crosswalk. Steve Esselstyn with Bend Police says pedestrians sometimes misjudge how fast cars are going.
You can't gauge speeds very well, is one thing. Secondly, is when you're crossing a street, even if it's a marked crosswalk, some people really aren't paying attention. We all know about cell phones and eating hot dogs while you're driving. So you have to assume that that car does not see you and make sure that you let it pass.
ODOT recently released statewide numbers that show pedestrian fatalities made up about 20% of all motor vehicle crash fatalities in 2010. That's a major increase from 10.6% in 2009.
St. Charles warned some patients about an information breach that could affect them. St. Charles sent out letters to 144 people explaining that an employee laptop was stolen and it contained their names and birth dates, but no social security numbers. Spokesperson Lisa Goodman says it's considered a low-risk breach because the laptop was password protected and the information was in a deleted file. Going forward, they're working on more encrypting for patient files.
St. Charles Health System is working to implement full disk encryption on all laptops that contain either protected health information or personally identifiable information. Health systems, not all health systems across the country, do have encrypted files. So this is something that is becoming a higher priority for health systems in the nation, including St. Charles Health System, and that's why we're working very aggressively toward working toward encrypting our disks on all laptops.
St. Charles is also offering a one-year fraud monitoring service to those affected by the breach.
Wells Fargo makes a generous donation to OSU Cascades. The company just gave $10,000 to the school's Energy Engineering Management degree program. OSU Cascades says they'll use the money to provide scholarships to students in need. An article in the Bulletin says the EEM program launched in September of 2010 and is only offered at OSU's Bend campus.
Governor John Kitzhaber takes steps to make the state more business-friendly. He's formed a regulatory streamlining and simplification project. State Senator Chris Telfer of Bend is an advisor on the project, and she says this initial proposal on how to streamline regulation is a good start.
One of my concerns and disappointments was the task force's solution are more internal and bureaucratic. And that what he's doing is the governor's taking the agencies to try to fix the problem. Well, and I've commented to the task force before that much of the pushback and as the problem is agency caused.
Some of the immediate recommendations include conducting a survey of selected states and coordinating efforts to allow for a one-stop permitting process.
Oregon's unemployment rate takes a one-month fall. It was 9.1% in November. That was down from 9.5% in October.
That's the first significant drop in the state's unemployment rate since the spring, and the lowest that Oregon's unemployment rate has been.
Employment economist Nick Belaichik says if you count the number of people who've given up looking for work, the jobless rate would be about 9.8%.
Three Portland terminals were closed by Occupy Wall Street supporters. 50-year-old Donna Brila of Vancouver says some port workers who lost a day's wages won't be badly hurt by the protests in the long run.
They also told us that they've been working mass overtime, so it's not like they're going to miss it. They're going to make it up in overtime, he told us. So they're really not really concerned about losing time.
The protests at the port were part of a West Coast port shutdown designed to target corporations like Goldman Sachs.
The National Center on Family Homelessness issues its annual report card documenting the best and worst states regarding child homelessness. The report gives Oregon a composite score of 31, saying the state had more than 34,000 homeless children in 2010, up by about 10,000 since 2006. The report based its rankings on factors including child homelessness, child well-being, risk for child homelessness, and state planning and policy activities. The report says Vermont is the best state for homeless kids and Alabama is the worst.
And coming up next on your local news at 7:30, the state of Oregon institutes a hiring freeze and we'll tell you about a local police dog fundraiser. These stories and much more coming up at 7:30 with Dave Jarvis. I'm Lori Robb for News Talk 1110 KBND. Depend on us.